It's the Hannah Rain Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Heard every Saturday, 12:05 p.m. till about 1:30 p.m. In the studio with us, blockchain CPA Cara Haas, Augie, the perennial of the Henry Rain Show here since our first discussion of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And, I'm sorry?
Oh, just the earliest of earliest cryptos, if you're going back to the Morning Edge.
Yes.
In that show.
And we'll,
and who was it that brought that into the show at that time?
That would have been me.
No, no, but...
Oh, Mark Edge from Freecon 5.
From,
From,
doesn't he have his own show now?
Well, he's had shows that preceded The Morning Edge, nationally syndicated,
right.
Free Talk Live.
Right.
And it's available all locally and also at freetalklive.com. But we have moved here to adding more and more features, one of which is...
Talking Trouble.
There's a trouble.
And that, of course, would be Cara Haas's feature.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know it's cloud contained? Pennies from heaven.
Well, it's better than pennies from heaven, Cara. It's coins from the cloud.
Coins from the cloud. I love it, and I love the music, Henry. I'm going to attempt to... stay positive and make you still believe that it's all pennies from heaven and free. But, of course, I originally became interested in airdrops because a lot of these ICOs with being advertising being
gained. It's different from skydiving.
It is a little different than skydiving.
Okay. Well, it's not that kind of airdrop.
Well, the ICO teams had to come up with a way to advertise their ICOs and creative strategies, particularly with the social media bans from advertising. So much to my dismay, as an accountant, they came up with something called airdrops, which my first thing that I wanted to see is how they were accounting for this minted, created token to drop down on people. And if they were putting a value to it, because if you...
Do we just go outside with our crypto wallet and wait for it to fall in?
Yes, yes, indeed, you certainly can. However, there's somebody on the other side of that transaction that is claiming to hold value and putting value out there. So I promised you that I would leave the boring accounting stuff off air and maybe take a look at that.
So let me just make sure I know where we are right now. So we're talking about airdrops, but other ways that people have in the recent history gotten tokens, coins, cryptocurrency, whatever you want to call it. There's been ICOs, which are all questionable now because the SEC and other governments are trying to regulate them, just like initial public offerings.
Correct.
They're worried about that and who gets access.
And in an ICO, you are actually going and exchanging either Bitcoin or Ether in
order to purchase
their native token, the ICO's project, their native currency.
And we've talked in past shows, when we hashed all about the Howey test and what's a security and what's not a security. And, you know, then there's SAFT, S-A-F-T, Simple Agreement for Future Tokens, which people think they can sell what they call, quote, utility tokens now.
Right.
And now those come into question. So why could anybody possibly get in trouble by just having somebody give them these tokens for nothing? That seems like it's what could possibly be wrong with that?
We want to end on time today, don't we? Right?
Well, you're the one that has to be somewhere by two. We don't have anybody following us. Augie, you got any place to go? See?
Well, the biggest issue is that the projects and companies that are dropping these free tokens have value on the other side, and most of them.
As in Pied Piper coin that's coming in moments.
So the Pied Piper coin is fictitious. That is my PSA announcement.
No, wait. No. You're disillusioning me. wait, let's get a little bit more broader
let's
back.
Let's go to a legit example first.
Well, let me tell people, because I want to write as many coattails as I can here. HBO has a show called Silicon Valley. And they, in the show, which is in several seasons now, which...
Yes, I think it's on its fourth or fifth.
Which... Maybe. They should have done their ICO much earlier because it would have gotten my attention and I might have subscribed to HBO now. But anyway, Silicon Valley, as you might think, is about a tech company called Pied Piper, I believe.
Correct.
And oh, you're nodding. Like, have you been watching this?
Oh. Secretly been watching it on a.
That's Augie's show prep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then they, in this latest season, they decide to have an ICO for Pied Piper coin. Now, originally, when I first, in my immersion into this week, I thought this was a great marketing strategy for the HBO show.
Agreed.
Come out with this no value, but, you know, just like a giveaway thing that's like giving away free tricks or something, you know, that you have to keep as a souvenir. But now there's some other party doing this, right?
Correct. I believe that the masters behind this plan are not affiliated with...
But they're very wise because they keep retweeting your information and liking my tweets. So I know they're very insightful, and I want to thank them for that.
That question. They have done a remarkable job.
I can't believe they would do anything wrong.
What I will say is there's been no exchange of fiat crypto, there has been no exchange of value whatsoever, regardless of what you think of Bitcoin, Augie.
No, actually, you don't.
There really has not been any exchange of currency in this exercise.
So who are these non-HBO Pied Pipers?
Brilliant marketers who should be hired by some ICOs to direct their campaign. But what they have done is they took off on the pilot episode of this current season, which might even be longer than what I thought. I must confess, I haven't watched since season two. But what they have done is created a Twitter account and a dialogue, and they actually took the time to create a pitch deck, which I grabbed a hold of it and decided to attempt to do what I always do with a white paper, is create a fundamental analysis.
And sidebar to this, for people that have come to know Carr in the last 3 weeks or so, this is her hobby, is to read white papers about cryptocurrency ICOs, which, of course, is what most people aspire to.
Yeah, of course.
But white papers are all about analysis. They always are. So we're at the 1 o'clock.
Oh, thank you. You're listening to WWPR, 1490 AM, Bradenton, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay. That's the first time in about 12 years that Augie has...
giving a damn about the station break. Oh, I give a damn because I think what Kara is saying here. And
well, now that we got telephone wires that don't pull out of phones and lights in the studio,
so what is that number to call?
We need to be more professional.
What is that number to call?
Oh, I don't want them to interrupt Kara.
Oh,
now.
Well,
but after she's done,
they can call such and such a number.
761-1490 and tell us what a great job we do.
And we'll put you on hold until she's done.
Well, I must say that they have done a fantastic job of throwing this together. They put together a Bitcoin talk dialogue. There were several posts through Medium and on social media inside of a week, less than a week.
Yeah. Twitter handle is at Pied Piper Coin.
At Pied Piper Coin.
And there's an at Pied Piper Coins. Now, is that the one with that goes back to the show?
So,
or is that some other wannabe?
It could be another wannabe. That would be my suspicion at this point. And the PPC token symbol is for a different coin.
But the official, non-official Twitter that clicks on us and likes our stuff, so that makes them number one in the unofficial Pied Piper on our book.
Hands down. Is
at Pied Piper Coin, which actually they even jumped on the Toonces Drives.
They did.
Twitter. So we,
they are responsible for Toonces tweeting.
Extremely insightful and intelligent people.
They absolutely are. It is one of the better pitch decks and white papers I've read in the last couple weeks.
Which takes us back to where I interrupted you.
No worries. But it was fun to perform the analysis on it. And once I got a hold of their rumblings of an airdrop, I thought it would be particularly fitting for this week. And so I started to dive into airdropped. And one of the things that I want to get to before the show ends is how people can participate in an airdrop.
And an airdrop, again, is?
And what an airdrop is there are different types. There's a holder one. So if you are holding either Bitcoin or Ethereum, or if they already have a token out.
XYZ token coin.
Correct. Or PPI. Then they will, based on your holdings, give you, insert additional free.
For example, there was, if you go back just a few weeks on the show, I talked about how with EOS there was going to be a fork and an airdrop. The coin was going to fork off because somebody was doing something with the protocol, and there was going to be another version of it, like sort of like with Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. That's probably a better example to use.
That's a perfect example.
Okay, so Bitcoin, that's the most famous of the forks. Bitcoin had a Bitcoin Cash fork. Now, and actually this just reminds me, it's a double good example, because of the first time, for every Bitcoin, somebody got a Bitcoin Cash. Now, if you were on an exchange, you may not have gotten it, but if you had a digital wallet that you were keep, you know, cold storage wallet, because every address is known, they could assign that Bitcoin Cash equivalent to your Bitcoin to that wallet, and magic, it appears in your wallet. Now, there's another second fork.
So is the Bitcoin Cash is a reward, or what is that?
So,
it's free money.
And I don't like the fact
it's
that...
It's like a bonus?
Well, it essentially is, is like a bonus.
Let's deal with this in just a second. We'll come back to that. Let me finish what's happening now. Now, there is another Bitcoin Cash fork, a fork of the Bitcoin Cash coming up in just a couple weeks. That one is just an upgrade. There's no extra coin that's going to get dropped into your wallet. It's just changing. It's just an upgrade. Just changing.
So you get a free motel room afterwards, right?
It is like a reward or a loyalty. I take exception to the fact that I've seen forks addressed as dividends because I prefer they stay away from the security language. If you don't want to be a security, stop talking that way. But
there's no escaping it. The SEC is going to come in there anyway.
Well, but the fork one in particular, that one,
On the Howey test of security, it has to be marketed as something that you're going to make money from, and that's why you are taking action to get some of it.
Really?
Take no action.
You take no action, and those are some of the native original fork airdrops. The ICOs, once Facebook, Twitter, the different platforms started banning advertising, they had to get creative in how they marketed their ICO and get the network adoption, the users, create the awareness, especially as some of the capital infused into the upcoming ones wasn't coming in as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they said, here's what we're going to do. Everybody who opens up our little wallet, XYZ token wallet, we're going to reward you with some starter tokens for nothing. We're just going to place
and
them in your
go?
Wallet.
This adds to your wallet?
But and it would add to their little individual project wallet. But then they became smarter and realized that they could get greater user adoption if they applied that to people holding Bitcoin and Ethereum in particular wallets.
So in order to qualify, you had Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Well, this was the
is
brilliant...
Is it a qualifying element?
That's just one possibility.
Okay. That's just... It's a better possibility for them in the long run if their goal is to increase user adoption and increase the network effect. Because you think of all the crypto traders and or holders that in all likelihood at a minimum they have Bitcoin and Ethereum.
For Augie's sake and hopefully the audience's sake, let me just interject. Because a bunch of times in the past months you brought up Dogecoin. Is that how the right Dogecoin?
I say Dogecoin. I'm not sure.
But you brought it up. You call it Dogger Coin when you bring it up. The coin that was created as a joke.
Oh, not. I don't know.
You need to remember your past appearances. Yeah. Anyway, so it's created as a joke, and it was just put out there. But now it actually trades for value. So this coin today, the Pied Piper coin, has no value per se until people in the marketplace give it value and will trade for
value. In giving it value, establishing an asset, which is what you're trying to do, how do you do that?
We aren't trying to do anything. It's just how does that hold it? If you gave Kara a bunch of apples from your backyard, and you gave me a bunch of apples,
right,
and you had a bunch of apples, if we don't want your apples, it has no value. But if Andy comes in and he really wants an apple and he'll give us $1 for it, then
you establish a market. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I want to back away from this for a minute because I'm not attempting to construct a scheme here. I cannot take credit.
I wanted to get rich on this, but I've missed out.
But honey, I love your apples, right?
I want to make sure that Henry stays safe in his attempt to get rich. So the main thing that's happening now is some of these projects. An example, two examples out there are payment wallets, Bread, BRD, and then Social Wallet. And their token is Wire. They both are payment wallets, and they both have recently done an airdrop. What they're doing is they're assigning value in all likelihood to what it's being traded at market at that point. And I can't remember off the top of my head, but let's say that Bread was trading at $5 a token, and they were going to airdrop 4 tokens into your wallet, then they're putting an estimated value of $20 on that, which that is where my interest lies of how is Bread accounting for this, because now they also have that liability to perform their service or their...
So if they airdrop the $20 on you, however they do it, you want to know that it's legitimate. Is that backed with something?
That's the whole idea behind this, is mm-hmm. to increase user awareness and belief that they are going to use it, become aware. Become aware of the platform, become aware of the utility, and it incentivize them. Bread, I believe, was very thoughtful in how they planned it. They almost did a cumulative airdrop, and they did it over 4 weeks, and prior participants could participate, so they really gained momentum and increased user adoption. And their case in particular, they already had a product long, long ago. I believe back in 2014, they came to market not needing to develop. They really had a plan just to create user awareness and user adoption. So the idea behind this is the more people and wallets you can get your token into, the greater the likelihood, even if you get 1% of the Bitcoin holders out there, then they're going to become aware of your product. Now, people like Henry,
Carl, you don't have to worry about me getting rich. I mean, I'm doing broadcast radio, so any team I had.
A minimum of 2 hours.
Let me just take a second to interrupt you to apologize for interrupting you, because Carr had produced this great outline for us to go by. And, yeah, I know. That's like when I do my rundown and for you guys. Anyway, I want to come to this here, but I was just wondering, when you do all this work, Carr, why isn't there a place that the listeners can go and look at it?
So I'm deciding, now that we've done this whole Pied Piper coin stunt for the week.
You've got to do your own podcast, Karen.
No, I want to ride on Henry's coattails for that.
Okay, well, whatever.
And his technology.
Well, like a blog post.
Sure.
This would be great.
Exactly.
Let me just, like, do it.
But on my blog, krhpa.com/blog.
Then we can link to it in the description of the show.
And we can link to it. Typically, what I've been doing is, individual investors and crypto enthusiasts, that perspective on the show, and then take the accounting ICO perspective on my blog.
Well, let me just tell the audience what they might have heard if I hadn't been so easily distracted by shiny objects. So she has here some rules. Protect your private keys. Two-factor authenticator for wallets. Be cautious in downloading wallets. Do not click on redirect links to wallets. Use a dedicated email address. Use a unique password. Don't send crypto for bounty. Create a new Ethereum address. Don't let them know your customer you. Beware of scams, hijacked account, and also other things. So of the things that I just read there, what are two or three that you want to make sure people know?
One in particular, do not send crypto for bounty.
What is that? I saw that in big bold type.
So I did bold that for you, Augie, so that you are not...
For me?
You're
oh.
not tempted.
Oh, I'm so
I did
grateful.
It just for you. there are so often times you'll see on Twitter somebody will hijack an account or create an imposter account. And this happened in particular with, I think it still happens. It wasn't that long ago I saw it. And you'll see Vitalik Buterin in his, he'll say Vitalik not giving away Ether Buterin because...
By bounty, you mean whatever you want to get in return.
Exactly. What they would do is they would say, they would set up the scam and say, send 0.3 Ether to this wallet address, and we will send you.
So it's a promise of sending, it's a false promise.
That's definitely a false promise. And that's a scam built on top of the fear, uncertainty, and demand of the space. So the scams will happen no matter what. But there are plenty of airdrops out there right now. And you can go to airdropalert.com or bounties.com. There's several alert sites, plus paying attention to the coins that you are interested in, that you can find out when theirs are. But traditionally what they'll ask for, and our favorite Pied Piper coin at least did it appropriately, that they just ask for your My Ether wallet address, the public key, not the private key, your Twitter handle, a few fun questions about the show that were show references, and then that they would send the airdrop. But if somebody's asking you to send Ether or Bitcoin or any other token to them in exchange for something else, that you should not do. I definitely recommend going ahead and going through the process of setting up a separate My Ether wallet or for airdrops. At a minimum, I would.
So if you already have a My Ether wallet, like some of us do mm-hmm. here in the studio, do you need a separate email? I mean, isn't it going to know it's the same person that came in last time?
Well, it's just to protect your wallet. Okay. So it's more a question of just protecting. If that's your only wallet, I wouldn't subject it to airdrops. Just because all these things are dynamic, and if you accidentally click on something malicious, then you're jeopardizing your current wallet. So for the time it takes, and if people don't know how, we can set up kind of a bit of a tutorial even on one of our websites or link to set up a My Ether wallet. But the site itself does walk you through it, and you have to be so careful that they're legitimate sites, that the spelling is not.
It's got the ironclad, sounds like. I mean, the Kara, ironclad Kara. There you go.
There it is. We've got another business because I need that, and another Twitter account.
You really are an oversight, and you're an oversight with some degree of insurance, and you could charge for insurance, you know. I'm serious.
I believe you. I definitely do. I don't need any more business or projects.
Well,
Augie keeps trying to sell me. He's pimping me out.
I'm just seeing you in an oversight. If you're going to put after the show, I'll tell you something. Yeah.
Henry's point of view is so much more entertaining.
What's that again?
But you were monitoring the Pied Piper coin wallet.
Yeah.
Any update on that?
So let's.
Are you rich yet? Or are we rich yet?
I don't know that we are yet. They promised this afternoon. I've only seen a few transactions generated.
Well, they're probably on Pacific time anyway. They're out there in Silicon Valley. And
they are. I pleaded and begged. I'm only seeing transfers in their wallet address, their contract address, that I believe they put in just to set up. They're not out there begging for crypto to go to their wallet. But those really are...
Well, you shouldn't have to send them anything.
No, you don't. You definitely don't have to.
So what we want to see is a bunch of Pied Piper coins go in
going
there.
Out.
Oh, I thought we have to go into
their wallet to everybody else.
But wouldn't we see it go into their wallet first?
Good point.
Well.
But it hasn't gone out yet. So there it is.
I had a good...
It's happening. Way to go. And you're not even looking at the screen.
I'm
you don't even have a
blockchain CPA. By the way, we are going to make hashtag blockchain CPA trending one of these days when I tweet all this stuff out. I know eventually hashtag blockchain CPA and Kara are going to be synonymous in the Twitterverse.
Thank you, Henry. Well, and there are just a couple more points on that you shouldn't have to give up any real personal information, and that's why I say create a separate wallet address. Create, just in the event that you are doing multitasking, doing too many things, you risk giving out your private key instead of your public key, you get interrupted, create a separate email address dedicated just to airdrops.
So you don't lose track of things. Where do you store that?
Well, I mean, that's a topic for another show.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we'll wait for Ice
to
deal with that.
Because she's got commitments after the show. We got a little bit more that we got to get into, and we want to wrap up this segment, which in the short history of the Troubled Token segment, this certainly is the record holder for content.
Bravo. Excellent selection.
We're getting a little overproduced, but that's okay. It's better than the alternative sometimes. Tying in with all this is Facebook, which ties in with everything. Facebook is reportedly exploring the creation of its own cryptocurrency. And I don't think they're going to give it away for free, but I don't know anything for sure. News media outlet Cheddar. Anybody ever heard of Cheddar?
That sounds so quality. I never heard of Cheddar before today.
Who doesn't love Cheddar?
Well, I'm thinking cheese, money. It's
Chuck E. Cheese. Whole token.
Cheddar cheese.
No, I'm thinking it's just about money. According to Cheddar's anonymous sources, count on them, people, quote, familiar with Facebook's plans, is very serious about plans to launch an in-app virtual coin. The unconfirmed information comes the same week the platform announced that David Marcus, the head of the Messenger app, would transfer to heading a dedicated blockchain research group. By the way, don't forget to come Wednesday's Blockchain Business and Development Meetup, or Wednesday 5:30 at Connect Braden. Marcus's appointment to blockchain operations was immediately conspicuous, the executive previously having worked in the finance sphere for PayPal and joining U.S. cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase's board in December of 2017. At the time, Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong praised Marcus's cross-industry background. The move nonetheless provides a curious juxtaposition for Facebook, the platform having banned cryptocurrency-related advertising practices, or maybe not so much. Let's think about this a little bit. I don't know if the sources really know anything, because I think anybody reading those headlines could project that story out, but I've heard it before. You know, we talked about airdrops and how do you get your coin circulated, and I think this ties in perfectly.
Absolutely.
So if you now have a token within Facebook that you can buy, so people may remember Farmville, where you would buy things and play it on Facebook, And this can transfer right over to Amazon. Think about Amazon dollars if there were such a thing. And I'll go there in just a second. But Facebook, you have global user base in the hundreds of millions, if not billion by now, hundreds of million people globally using a token that has a value for something on Facebook, and you can instantly, if you're Mark Zuckerberg, own the first global currency that is owned by a company or corporation. We have the U.S. dollar, which is sort of a global currency, but who would have control of it like Facebook would have?
Amazing.
No, let's go the same way. Let's go to Amazon. Suppose, now, well, first off, you'd have to figure out how does Facebook get some value into whatever this thing is that they're...
They don't even need to initially. Yeah. Just the user use and their user base.
It's like...
Well, no, but you want... What am I going to get for spending that Facebook
fuel? Fuel. It's like fuel.
It can create...
Right, to use Facebook, you're saying. Right. But I'm saying, let's go to Amazon.
Either one of them, they started organically, below cost.
Okay. Right. Let's go to Amazon, though, because I'm just using them to get to Amazon. Say Amazon, right now you use your credit card, you use your debit card, you use your bank account, whatever it is. What if I take my $100 from my bank account, and Amazon will give me 105 Amazon dollars for my 100?
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, creating my awful, my nightmare world. Okay.
All of a sudden, Amazon, because they got the 5% margin in their markup already for you, all of a sudden they've converted all that millions and billions of dollars that change hands on Amazon into Amazon's own proprietary currency.
Now
we all knew.
Why aren't I rich?
Well,
exactly.
Well, what feeds into this is what's about to happen. Interest rates jumped 2 points this year on any commercial properties this year. And with the factor of $1 trillion debt to the deficit and to the overall debt factored in for this year, that's going to keep happening. You're going to have a runaway inflation.
Well, okay.
Going to your point. Then this parallel currency against fiat currency and interest rates are all going to converge into something quite serious.
Well, let me help Amazon get richer. So
go
now,
Henry. Go Henry.
Yeah, let me give it away for free.
That's
that
what
would
we
be
do
like
bad.
The worst prostitute
That's what
in
do.
The world.
We both are. We are not a good match.
Now Amazon. I will loan you Amazon dollars for what you want to pay for at a cheaper interest rate than you can get from the commercial bank.
All you're going to need is a holding rate. That's all you're going to need.
And
because the other rates are in the fiat currency, all of them are going to go through the roof. Right now, OPEC is going to make this
Jeff
happen.
Bezos, 888-761-1490. Jeff Bezos, I'm calling you, 888-761-1490. You don't need all these Silicon Valley wonders. You need a mercenary radio host to take you where you need to go.
This is a rerun of 1980s. All
we will
working.
Bury Donald Trump.
Well, we'll put dirt on his coffin.
Or Donald Trump, if you want to call me. We will bury Jeff Bezos.
From Pied Piper to the
Trump coin. Trump coin, Donald. I'm here for you. And first one in, and the second one in, and third one in will get me. That's okay. All right, so we have beat up a lot of different topics today.
We have.
And I want to thank Augie and Cara for being here. And what else do we want to talk about in this last minute and a half or 2 minutes? What's on your mind, Augie? I'm scared to ask.
Well, I was at a meeting yesterday, and I found out something that... the news is getting we're at a precarious time, and we got the hope of a Korean ensemble developing and music on North and South. However, we've got the ironic ensemble of Saudi Arabia and Israel combining, one who hates the other and doesn't mind getting in bed with a snake, and depending on who you call the snake in the situation, this is makings for war.
I don't think they hate each other. They've been cooperating for over a decade.
Well, it's what I say. Well, when you feed the snake enough times, look out.
Big enough to eat you?
Yeah, that's right.
And Kara, what's on your plans this week? What would you like to tell us about?
Well, there's a lot of exciting news to follow in the week ahead coming up. There's blockchain in New York City with a lot of different developers.
We're all expecting to pass 10,000 on Bitcoin.
Well, as long as the Mt. Gox trustee abides, or if we all just settle down and accept that we may not have all the information and just total, I think we could get
another
there.
$1 billion to dump on the market. Well, how long could that take?
A couple hours.
But so if he does.
I think there's a lot of well, we know in crypto there's always something exciting in the week ahead, but there'll be a lot of developers, I think.
Is it as random as it's been? What I see is...
As volatile, you mean?
Volatile and random at the same time.
At the moment, I think you're still going to have the volatility, particularly based on the way the Koreas are handling it, the different countries, as they try to get their hands around regulation, we're going to have volatility all the way up. Even if the U.S. introduces regulation and stability, if the other countries don't come up in sync, you're still going to have volatility.
Let me throw in one thing that we'll maybe look at tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, next week, unless something else distracts me. It was in the rundown today. HTC, the Chinese conglomerate that makes many, many cell phones, mm-hmm. a lot of market share. Now, China has banned cryptocurrency.
Right.
But HTC is now building every new phone they make with a cryptocurrency wallet built into it. And the Chinese government announced, even though they've banned all cryptocurrencies, they are coming out with a rating system for cryptocurrency.
Oh, there you go.
With so many of these bans that are happening, I think you'll see that they're Jamie Dimon, Amazon, Facebook, they'll have their
totally,
own
obviously cynical bastard, frankly.
All right. On that thought, we will leave you.
Thank you, Henry.
We'll be back next week, I believe, with Kara.
Yes, indeed.
Probably
I will
almost
be back.
Certainly Augie. Perhaps Sabine and Goldbug One, a.k.a. Andy. We hope for all of them. And
yes, indeed.
One day we'll get the Bite Federal boys back. You've been listening to The Henry Rain Show.
You, with your masquerading and you. Always contemplating what to do. In case heaven has found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me.